for the escort. Can't believe you came all the way here for the theater awards. We'll meet up to get glam later?
I thought I'd stick around, see if I run into any old friends.
Holly J.
Can you blame me? I haven't spoken to her in a month. Can I walk my sister to class?
You're not exactly dressed for the occasion. Also not allowed, non-students. Stranger danger. What, you've got some big plan to win Holly J back?
Charming grin and honest talk. An offer to take her on a romantic makeup weekend anywhere she wants.
Mr. Coyne, I'm surprised you left New York for our little awards.
The play was very important to me, Miss Sinclair. I wouldn't miss it. How about lunch?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Meet you back here? What? It's only lunch.
I want her back in the family as much as you do, Declan. Just don't get your hopes up.
Trust me. This time will be different.
Favorite principal this morning?
Fine, thanks. Is there something I can help you with?
Just a little matter of don't shut down Power Squad. It's not fair.
Didn't you read the letter home? Look, after the incidents at Vegas night, we have to get a handle on student conduct. Power Squad's in the same boat as every other unsupervised school group or team.
So give us a staff supervisor.
Our teachers are stretched to the limits as it is.
I've been working for years to make captain, and you're taking it all away because of a few stupid kids?
This isn't up for discussion. You have to return your uniforms.
Not cool, Mr. Simpson.
What was that move?
It's a sad hug. But it's still allowed. But maybe at lunch we could lock up the student council room for a little TLC.
I'm sort of busy at lunch.
What? No, I thought we had to finalize the details on that awards dealy.
I'm having lunch with Declan.
So, the ex is back.
He's Space Awakening's director. Okay, he's only here for the awards.
Yeah, and probably to try and get you back. With that smile and that charm and that money. I'm probably not even allowed to care about any of this, am I?
I don't want to be gotten back. This is exactly what I'm looking for right now.
Mr. Goldsworthy, the new dress code is not mortician. That's detention. You know the rules.
Actually, no, I don't. I missed last week, remember? Suspension.
That's a fair defense. But this is your only warning.
Dodged a bullet there?
I thought you only dodged knives.
Really? 3 weeks and I'm still in the doghouse. I only mess with Fitz to defend your honor, and if I'd known that psycho would pull a knife...
8, 9, 10. Now you're forgiven.
Thank you. I'll make it up to you tonight, on our first official date.
You got Chuck Palahniuk tickets?
He's reading an unpublished Fight Club excerpt tonight.
I've got the theater awards tonight, and both my parents are coming.
Ah. They're not fighting anymore?
Oh, they're still fighting. Fighting just might be the new normal.
But the talk doesn't start till 8, so do you think that parental mediation will be done by then?
Yoink.
Is
Simpson wouldn't listen?
No, he wants the uniforms back.
So that's it then. Power squad's kaput?
Oh, it's far from kaput. I'm gonna fight this.
What? I can't get on my blog.
Or Twitter, MySpace, LinkedIn, any number of social networking sites.
When will they be back up?
Whenever the school decides to lift the firewall. Apparently, keeping kids in the dark keeps them safe.
Stupid phone?
Sorry, hun. Cell phone jammer.
Oh!
Space Awakening brought you all the way from New York?
I cared about that play. And I thought I'd run into you. When you said I solved all my problems with money, I really took it to heart. My mom's helped me set up a charity, provide scholarships for inner city kids.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Can't take it with you, right?
Yeah. So, any cute girls volunteer in your charity?
Nah, I've been a monk. How about you? Any cowboys ambling to your steakhouse?
Well, that's actually why I thought we should catch up. It's about me and Sav.
Sav? Are you like boyfriend, girlfriend?
It's not serious. It's actually until we graduate, and then we're gonna go our separate ways.
Okay. I mean, it's none of my business. I'm just glad we're talking again.
You know, we could always wait for Dad in the theater.
Your father said he'd meet us so we could all walk in together. Not that he's ever on time.
Easy, Mom. Is it okay if I go out tonight after the awards? There's this author reading the bookshelf at 8.
No, not tonight. That's getting past your curfew anyway. Could you call and see if he's close? He'll just snap at me if I do.
So you two are going to be this annoying all night, but you won't let me go out.
Your father and I want to talk to you afterwards. It's important.
Why? What's happening? No.
Apology and Sav, I still can't wrap my mind around that.
Fix your tie.
Why'd you wait so long to tell me?
I didn't want to ruin the holidays.
Hey, how are you? I'm sorry I'm late, but I wanted to get you flowers.
Excuse me, lady. I got a good feeling about tonight.
Oh, yeah, I hope we win, too.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am so proud that Degrassi is hosting the Grundy Awards. We have the youngest, brightest, talented minds from high schools all across the city. And also, we have the legend himself. Please give him a warm Degrassi welcome, Eamon Grundy.
There's a flower shop in Carlo. You couldn't have gone there?
Come on, Helen. I already apologized to Claire for being late.
It's fine. We're all here now. For my awards, remember?
Is for outstanding use of sets and props. Musical division.
It's my category.
You know, I can't believe you're mad because I tried to do something nice.
What would be nice is for you to care enough to be on time.
Space Awakening. And the winner is Claire Edwards.
Guys, I won.
So many people to thank. First of all, to our amazing producer-director, Declan Coyne.
I'm gonna go use this place.
Miss Claire's speech?
Thank you.
Don't let it go to your head. Save my seat.
Of course.
We spent countless nights. It was an experience I'll never forget. I couldn't have asked.
I don't know how much longer I can play this game.
Don't make a scene.
I'd like to thank my parents who instilled a love for theater in me at a very early age. Thanks.
Bravo. Couldn't have said it better. Maybe shorter.
Well, at least you listened. My parents were losing their minds out there.
But at least soon you'll be comforted by the disturbing prose of Chuck Palahniuk. Oh, no. I said no.
So what? Why should they get to ruin my night? Come on.
You little devil.
Resolve, James Henderson. For Space Awakening, Declan Coy. And the winner for Best Direction is Declan Coy.
I'd like to thank so many people. My co-producer, Jane Vaughn, is off to bigger and better things at Stanford, but there are so many people in this audience here tonight that were a part of this. Come up here, guys. But mostly, I'd like to dedicate this to the one woman who inspired me through last semester. As a collaborator, muse, and dear friend, nobody could have made this production or my life greater. Thank you, Holly J. Sinclair.
Quite a haul for Degrassi. You must be feeling generous.
Have you finished collecting those uniforms yet? Hi, how are you? Good to see you. Hey, Phil.
The woman, the inspiration. Please tell me Declan is not trying to get you back again.
He flies back to New York tomorrow. Why are you being so paranoid?
I don't know, because you're being naive, that's why.
Sav, if it's gonna bother you this much, we can end this and then it won't be a problem.
You know that's not what I want.
Neither do I. Declan hasn't done anything wrong, and neither have I.
Tell me Degrassi's hottest power couple can make an appearance in an impromptu soiree at the Coins? It'll be a rager.
Yeah, I think we can swing that, right, HJ?
We wouldn't miss it.
Perfect.
I like a punk rock chick with hair just like Rihanna, like a go-go girl who dance like Lady Gaga. They the girls that start the party.
So what's their plan, anyway?
You ready for this? Get Holly J alone, have a quick chat, fix things up, and we're back together.
That easy, huh?
What can I say? I have skills.
One hitch. She and Sav are totally Siamese tonight.
Fiona, the trick is not to get her away from him, but to get him away from her. What'd you learn? Hey, guys. I'm glad both of you could make it.
Me too. I was hoping you could regale Sav and I with some of your private school tales.
Actually, I was hoping for some alone time. Sav, this thing has an awesome DJ app on it. Huh? Huh? You want to hook it up to the system?
Yes. Hell yes, I want to hook it up to the system. Later, lady.
I understand.
God, I love Palahniuk's prose. It's just so raw and forceful and dark.
But not half as dark as his characters. Jeez, they're sociopathic.
But to be a truly great writer, you need some damage to draw on.
Guess you're halfway to the Pulitzer, then.
Parents calling to end our fun?
It doesn't matter because I'm not answering.
An award, an author's talk, and youthful rebellion. Big night.
Hey, I can be rebellious.
Oh, yeah? What's up next? Sneaking into an R-rated movie?
Matching piercings.
Won't your parents hate that?
Definitely. What? Scared to keep up with me?
Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Sav Bhandari on the ones and twos.
What? Does it make you want to dance?
Still not really the start the dance for type.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for being so cool with him.
Yeah. I'd do literally anything for you. I miss you, Holly J.
Declan. Not Neil.
Why not? Now we're perfect for each other and we're wasting time being apart. These feelings just don't go away, Holly J. I mean, you came here tonight after you heard my speech.
Look, I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong impression.
I love you, Holly J.
I know. Look, nothing is gonna happen between us tonight. Sorry, we're late.
Where's everyone else?
Don't know. Maybe they didn't get your text.
Some of the girls already had plans. I think they don't really care.
They don't care? It's not fair we lose our entire team because some people acted like idiots at a dance.
Fair or not fair, the school's cracking down and I don't want to get suspended.
Sometimes justice comes with a price.
That's too steep for me. Anyway, I just came to meet my BF. Hopefully they let us cheer next year.
Can you believe that?
Maybe there's another way to get our message out, right?
Let me see it.
No,
Come on.
Okay, okay.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't you tell me this would hurt so much?
Rebellion is not for the faint of ear. Here, hot sauce will take your mind off the pain.
I love first date Claire. Do you think she'll make an appearance on date two?
Hey, date one is not over yet. I'm an hour late, Mom. Deal with it.
That's the 10th time they've called. Won't they worry?
Who cares? Let them.
I guess I care. I really like you, ergo. I want them to like me.
What's not to like, Captain Curfew?
They're gonna blame me for keeping her out so late.
You know how public displays of affection are banned at school? Could I convince you to stay out for some contraband kissing?
Why so glum, chum?
It's all over.
Not necessarily, Champers.
Hey, I thought you were going straight edge over the holidays.
I'm just drinking because I'm happy, Declan. Besides, you'll thank me later. Can I ask you something?
Hmm?
When did this room get so spinny?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just, do you happen to have a bucket?
Okay. We gotta get you to bed. She could use some help.
Is she drinking again? Stay with me, I'll be okay.
Yeah, we can help, I guess.
Oh, Sab, you can go. I know the drill.
Sure you get home okay?
Yeah.
Well, call me. Dude, fun party.
Aw, hugging? Isn't this nice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cozy. Fiona, come on, your bed is calling you.
You don't need to stay, seriously.
No, I'll stay. You need me.
I'm just gonna go ahead and assume you lost your phone.
No, I didn't. It's right here.
Claire Diana Edwards, it's midnight.
Oh. So it is. Well, I am going to tuck in.
Don't tell me you got a piercing.
Okay. I won't.
Young lady, we had plans tonight.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Give me the big surprise if you think I can handle it.
We will find some time tomorrow when you're not being so belligerent.
Wow, you're both mad at me for a change instead of each other. Refreshing.
Well watered and planted. I just wouldn't put her in direct sunlight for a little while.
Thanks for staying after, you know.
Hey. She's my friend.
Does she do this a lot?
She's not usually this bad. Have you called me a taxi yet?
No, not yet.
just feel like I've abandoned her. I feel like such a bad brother.
Declan. You're a good guy.
Not half as good without you. I'll sing you a sweet sound if you say. What am I gonna do?
Just keep an eye on her tonight.
Yeah. About us. I will be your everything
and I'll try give you anything back. I thought we agreed this wasn't gonna happen. No. We shouldn't be doing this. Come on.
She's right. You know what it is. Please.